of 6 years old, I broke my leg. And I was running from my brother and his friends. I wasn't actually. I was playing rugby, broke my leg, and immediately, it was very obvious that it was broken, and the opposition team immediately, about 5 seconds later, started to call me Hopalong Cassidy. And then some of my own team joined in and went, ha ha, yeah, Hopalong Cassidy. Oh, the good old days. Anyway, talking about being in Portugal last week, I visited a castle on the hill, the Palacio de Pena in Sintra. So stunning. One of those places in the world like Yosemite and Mount Aspiring in New Zealand that somehow doesn't look real, it's so beautiful. And this was man-made, of course, which makes it even somehow more fascinating that someone would build this. And it was King Consort Ferdinand II who said, I want a massive palace on the hill. So he got a German architect in 1842 and said, build me a beautiful castle on the hill. And so the German architect set to work. And in 1847 it was completed. And him and his wife, Queen Maria II, looked at it. King Ferdinand and Maria II, they looked at it. And they weren't completely happy with this beautiful, amazing, perfect, otherworldly castle and thought, nah, what a few changes actually. Sake, what do you want? Said the German architect. And they said, can we get some like vault arches, please? You know, more ornate arches. And the German architect was like, oh, scheisen. These rich people are never fucking happy, are they? And anyway, as life often goes, this led to arguments and separation and death. And then Ferdinand's second wife, Eliza Hensler, gets hold of the castle, this beautiful, perfect dream castle. But as life often goes, she got bored of it. She got bored of the beautiful castle and sold it to King Louis. And then the Portuguese population of Lisbon, all of whom could see this castle, this beautiful, perfect castle on a clear day, got wind of all this and thought, fuck me, guys. Fuck me. You're so rich, you people. You have everything. And you're never happy, are you? You have all the money in the world, and you're never happy. I hate the royal family. And so began the Republican Revolution of 1910. The royals were kicked out. Queen Amelia went into exile. Good riddance, you ungrateful cow. And the locals thought, okay, what can we do with this now to appreciate this castle? It's so, so beautiful, so perfect. So they turned it. They turned it into a museum. A museum and heritage site, so everyone from around the world could visit and appreciate its beauty. Like the royals never did. And so everyone visited and read the stories and saw the rooms, stepped inside the rooms and started imagining the royals living in this remote castle on the hill. And thought, that was a fun visit for an hour, but I want to leave now. And after 2 hours, I'm really bored. I just want to go now. And suddenly they all realized that it wasn't the royals' fault. Because, of course, if you have too much, this is what you create for yourself, don't you? a gilded cage, one you're never happy with, because you're not happy. And when you're born into this, you have no choice but to be unhappy sometimes for life. And if you decide to leave the royal family, you're vilified further, aren't you? How ungrateful, how awful. You don't want to be trapped forever in your beautiful castle. And as I stood in that castle, on the hill, looking out through this ornate arch window, onto the hills and Lisbon below, in the far, far distance, it became so immediately obvious. Be careful what you wish for. Life is sometimes so much better at the bottom of the hill. I'm on my way, driving at 90 down those country lanes, listening to Tiny Dancer, and I miss the way you make me feel. It's real. Watch the sunset over the castle on the hill. What's the love? What's the love to you all?